Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to start part two, if you will, or the expanded version of an interview we did just a couple months back with Aaron Laget-Kaplan. Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, Mike. It's wonderful to be back. Thank you for having me.
Actually, I suppose we should say bonsoir. No.
Yeah, technically it's bonsoir.
Yeah, okay. We'll figure out all the French and so forth, but Aaron has been here several times in the past, including just a couple months ago, where I asked him to come back after the release of a new album. So we have that coming up tonight. You are going to get to... Here's some music that a lot of people have not heard yet, but will. So it's going to be a fun thing. Let's do a little bit about Aaron himself. Aaron is a classical guitarist, I guess. Is that a correct term?
Yeah, classical guitarist is fine.
A guitarist, anyway.
Yeah,
You don't do much on the xylophone.
That's a well put.
Okay, so guitarist, and we can talk about the different types and so forth. Based out of the Boston area.
Yes.
And I've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, I go back many, many years.
Yes.
I am weathered. But yes, at least over 20 years of playing. And my first album came out in 2006. And the latest one is number 9. So I can't complain.
Well, there you go. Number 9. 9 albums is a lot of albums. I mean, I've done 9 albums, but it's taken me 50 years. So you're way ahead of me. But so this latest one is called what?
The latest is called God's Time, music of Johann Sebastian Bach on guitar.
Wow.
So he's definitely the most dead composer I have recorded. And as many of the listeners will know, I do a lot of contemporary music from John Cage, who is dead, as well as new lullabies in my own work, a lot of chamber music. But this was a project that I've been wanting to do for years, and it finally came true.
And I don't think we've ever had anyone on Conducting Conversations use the term most dead. I thought once it was.
Well, you know, in the music world, it's so interesting. It's very easy to only play, the great composers. Everyone knows they've had a lot of years to build up a reputation.
Sure.
And so I have kind of built my career on playing contemporary music, though I play a ton of Spanish music and I've played Bach my whole life. But this to record was just such a huge endeavor when you do Bach, because everyone has their own opinion. It's very personal for each of us. And Bach didn't write for the guitar. And I find that reassuring in a certain sense, because it shows that nobody's perfect. But the arrangements that I did are mainly of keyboard pieces. And I try to say he might be long dead, but the music, I think, is very much alive.
Absolutely. Now, the guitar as we know it today wasn't even in existence when he wrote, correct?
Exactly. Neither was the piano for all of those pianists
kind of
out there.
Harpsichord type of
right. There was situation. Organ, harpsichord. There was a beautiful instrument called the lautenwerk, which translates to a lute harpsichord. So it was a harpsichord, slightly rounded shape, like a lute body, and it was had silk strings. And so it sounded like a lute, because the lute was the hip instrument at the time. I mean, that was what everyone played prior to Bach in the late Renaissance. Lute players in courts were like paid an equivalent of how basketball players are paid now. John Dowland was like like a millionaire. I mean, the guy was amazing. So lute was the instrument, and then keyboard instruments started coming in and becoming bigger, and the they got more secure in regards to the construction. And you went from harpsichord to clavichord, and then you get early piano, and there's all these amazing variations of the piano with different types of pedals and like leg things to do that would create different sounds. And yeah, long story short, I put it on guitar.
There you go. All right. Well, let's get some music out to our audience and tell us about... We're going to play three tracks off of the new album, the first three, I believe, right? Tell us about those.
Yes, this is a work that in the guitar repertoire, or classical guitar repertoire, it's pretty standard. It's called Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro, originally in the key of E-flat major and BWV 998 for those keeping track. And it's a three movements, and it's a masterful piece, originally, again, for the Lautenwerk, this lute harpsichord. And the first movement... beautiful lyricism, these lines of just kind of almost sound single voice, but Bach has ways you can finger it in a way that the multiple voices come out. And then the fugue is this amazing kind of triptych. It has a chordal entry, and then the middle section is this arpeggios that just, it's like you're going through the forest and it's just daunting. Oh my gosh, where is it going now? And then that first section repeats. And so that's why I call it a triptych. And that's a good 6 minute fugue. It's pretty big, three voices. And then the Allegro, it's like a sweet dessert. It's fast, which is what Allegro means. It's binary, so each section repeats. And I add my own little fingerprints of adding notes and, you know, that type of thing. And it's a lot of fun. It's just a great piece of music. I'm so happy to share it with you.
Excellent. We'll listen to those three pieces, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Aaron Larger-Kaplan is my special guest tonight on Conducting Conversations. My name is Mike Maino, and it's a great fun to have Aaron back again, kind of doing part two, if you will, or the expanded version of what we are calling his new release from the CD, which you just heard the music from Bach. We'll be going back to that a little bit later, but right now we're going to move to one of his other recordings. And speaking of other recordings, Aaron, people can buy these, correct?
Yes. All of my music is streaming on all of the platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. And CDs are available through Bandcamp. That's alcguitar.bandcamp.com. Or my website, alcguitar.com. Or come to a concert.
There you go. Speaking of concerts, you have some coming up.
Yes, I do. I have one in Boston on October 13th. That's a Thursday. And then in November, I will be touring through Southern California, playing in UCLA, Pomona College, San Diego, Carlsbad, and a few other places for the first couple weeks in November. And then I return to the Boston area, and I'll be playing some solo shows, as well as a wonderful chamber music concert with an ensemble called Convergence Ensemble. So we'll be playing trio, will be violin, cello, viola, and guitar. Wonderful work by Libby Larson.
That's a quartet.
That's a quartet. They're a trio with guitar. Let's put
okay,
it that way.
I get it. All right.
And, amazing piece by Libby Larson. There's going to be some duos for viola by Antonio Celso Ribeiro, Brazilian composer. A duo for by Thomas L. Reed, who we've played here on the station. Not that duo, but his music. And then a beautiful duo for violin and guitar by John Cage. So it should be a fun concert.
A lot of things coming up. Check the website, alcguitar.com.
That's it.
And there you go. You get all the information that way. And we're going to go to this next CD, which came out when?
This came out in 2020. This is the kind of the first of my, I guess we call it a COVID project, and I'm up to like five at this point. this is called Nights Transfigured, and it comes from a project called the New Lullaby Project, which I started back many years ago with asking composers to write brief new lullabies, you know, reimagine the lullaby for the 21st century. And I did this for a couple of reasons. One, composers were a bit intimidated about writing for guitar, who hadn't, because it's a little complicated of an instrument. I have four middle C's. Piano has one. Right there, that's it. Game over. And so, and then also I found audiences were a little intimidated with contemporary music. And I said, well, but you're not afraid of a lullaby, right? And they're like, no. So who's afraid of a lullaby? So I've premiered 71 will be on October 13th. So 70 so far, and recorded three albums. And so this piece comes from the second volume. It's called Nights Transfigured. And the piece is called Sleeping Light, Spinning World by David McMullen, a composer in the Boston area. And it's a lyrical piece, but he messes with time just a little bit. So if you doze off, don't worry. We won't hold it against you. And if you listen to the whole thing and you're like, wow, that's amazing, it didn't put me to sleep, then that's also very cool. Thank you.
have time for one more piece in this segment. Let's go to another CD. Tell us about this one.
This is a CD that came out in April of 2022, and this is the first album that features my own compositions, and it's called Honey Cadence, and the album was born in December of 2021. I was asked to write my own music, and I was like, no, I don't do that. That was scary. And then I said, wait a sec, what a horrible response. After all that we've gone through the last couple of years, I can't be afraid to take this risk. So I sat down with my pencil and started notating some ideas. And 2 weeks later, I had 25 minutes of music. 2 weeks after that, I had recorded it. And it came out, and now it's getting listened to around the world. It's not just my mom. It blows my mind. And the piece is called Slight Nuance. And with this is kind of influenced by the Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, but also it moves in increments. So there'll be an arpeggio, and one note will change. And then it'll repeat, and then another note changes, and then a note is added. So time adjusts as well. So it might be four notes, and then it becomes six notes, and then eight, and then 16. And so it just moves slightly in little nuances. So hence the name, Slight Nuance.
There you go. I want to expand a little bit on what you said a minute ago. It wasn't just your mom listening. As a matter of fact, you've had recently CDs with hundreds of thousands of listeners, right?
Yeah, that's actually Honey Cadence has about 700,000 streams since its release, which is mind-blowing.
Right. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hearing your music.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to quite respond other than just say grateful. It is very odd in a happy way.
Right. All right, let's listen to this piece, then we'll take another short break and be back with more of Aaron.
Thank you.
We are back with Aaron Laget-Kaplan, and we are going back to Bach, as they say. I'm Mike Mano, and we have Aaron here, who has been playing music for us from some of his recordings. And the one that just came out, the first segment, had three pieces, and we're going to close off the show with three more pieces. And Aaron, one more time, I'd just like to give people the website that they can find information about you and the recordings.
The website is alcguitar.com, or they are streaming on all platforms, and CDs are available through alcguitar.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. And I want to thank you for coming in here and following up what we did a couple months ago with our second part, part two.
Thank you.
Sounds like we need a part three and four coming up down the road in the spring, probably.
It is always fun to be here, and I love sharing music with you and your listeners, so thank you.
Excellent. And someday we're going to get you to Rhode Island so that you can play maybe in beautiful downtown Providence.
I look forward to the day. Hopefully in the spring. We'll see what happens.
A little place called the Music Mansion. We'll get you in there.
That would be fun. That'd be great.
All right. Well, tell us about these last three pieces we're going to hear.
This is kind of the heart of God's Time, music of J.S. Bach on guitar. The first one is called Gute Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit. God's Time is the very best time. It's the title track. And it is a beautiful work, originally as a funeral cantata, the first movement, but it's in a sense uplifting. And then the second movement is called Chromatic Fantasy, which is this virtuoso toccata-like opening for keyboard. It is fantastic. It is one of the great solos of Bach. It's up there with the chaconne in my point of view. And the diminished ending, diminished chord after diminished chord. It's just, oh, it's like, what was he smoking when he wrote this? Because it's on fire. It's just fascinating. And then the last piece is a prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier, E-flat minor, number 8, first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier. And I heard a recording of Richter playing this on piano, and it just sounded like silk. And I said, that has to be on guitar. And so it was one of the early pieces I arranged for guitar. And I just found that and the E-flat major, Gute Zeit, they just complement each other so beautifully. I thought that they were both poignant, uplifting, but also just kind of a symbol of the struggle of life, but also the glory of life.
Excellent. Thanks again, Aaron. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your music with our audience. I'm Mike Mano. We'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.